today's shiur is about Shabbos Kodesh. B'shomri b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asois es ha-Shabbos. And we need to understand, what does it mean, la'asois es ha-Shabbos? We make the Shabbos? Shabbos is there anyway. How do we make the Shabbos? So there is actually an Orach Chaim HaKadosh who addresses this very point at the very beginning of Parshas Bereishis. And he says as follows. We know there's a halacha that if somebody is dangerously ill, we can be mechallel Shabbos to do whatever is necessary to save his life, even if we have a suffix. And Chazal tell us the reason behind this, although this isn't the only reason, but the reason behind this is, tell us Chazal, a Gemara Masech Tzima, Chalel Ulov Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmoy Shabbosois Harbe. It's worth being Mechalel one Shabbos to save this person's life in order Sheyishmoy Shabbos is Harbe, that this person will stay alive and he'll keep many more Shabbosos. So what's the alternative? Rather, no, we won't be Mechal Shabbos. He's going to die. Very sad. So you kept this Shabbos. You didn't do any Meluch on this Shabbos. But the result is that this person died and all the future Shabbosos which he could have kept, he's no longer alive. So he didn't keep it. So tell us Chazal, worthwhile being Mechal one Shabbos, although it's Shabbos, but look, we're going to get many more Shabboses. It's not mamash halacha, because halacha is that even if we know he's not going to live till next Shabbos, one is still mechal Shabbos. But that's not going into that. So asks the Orach Chaim HaKadosh the following question. What did Chazal mean that it's worthwhile being mechal Shabbos in order sheyishmoy, that he should keep many more Shabboses? And if this person is alive, is not going to be alive, is there no more Shabbos? There's going to be Shabbos whether this person's alive or not. So therefore what? Because he's no longer alive, Shabbos has come to an end? So says Rechaim as follows. Yesh lachu ladas. You need to understand. Ki mitzias ha-Shabbos ba'olam hi kiyimoy shemakayimim oisoy. When we speak about Shabbos, it isn't just a day which comes every seventh day. Shabbos is only a Shabbos when one keeps Shabbos. Kim ein mekayimim Shabbos, if one doesn't keep Shabbos, is ein Shabbos. There is no Shabbos. And therefore Chazal say, be mechallel this one Shabbos in order to keep many more Shabboses. V'im ein shoyma, if there's no one keeping Shabbos, Shabbos maza oisel. What does one have out of Shabbos? It isn't the day of Shabbos. It's when Yidin keep Shabbos, that makes the Shabbos. Now we understand. V'shomri b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asois es ha-Shabbos. Shabbos is only a Shabbos when we keep Shabbos. La'asois es ha-Shabbos. So let's say, for example, a person goes to bed just a minute before Shabbos comes in. Let's say he went to bed, he didn't get out of his bed till Motzei Shabbos. 1 minute after Shabbos was over, he slept 24 hours in one go. So we will say, was this person Mechal Shabbos? Chas v'shom. He didn't do a single meluch on Shabbos. Didn't do anything wrong. But did he actually keep Shabbos? Point of debate. Can debate whether he really kept Shabbos. He didn't do melachos of Shabbos. He didn't keep Shabbos. Yes, there was a Shabbos. He did not keep that Shabbos. Shabbos just didn't. He was fast asleep in bed for 24 hours. So Shabbos is only a Shabbos, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, when one keeps Shabbos. Now Yom Tov, we know, Chazal come along and tell us, Shloshim Yoim Koidim Achag, Doshim Minyun Shel Chag. 30 days before Pesach, 30 days before Sikkos, one comes along and one gets ready, it's coming Yom Tov. Shabbos, we never find this, because Shabbos comes every single week. So because it comes so often, unfortunately sometimes, that can cause that we should forget about the chashivas of Shabbos. So I want to explain a bit. La soises ha-Shabbos. How chushiv is the Shabbos that we have to ensure to not just merely be careful, of course, the lamates meluchas, but to utilize the day of Shabbos, the kedushas Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Beyer, in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that Umalei Kodesh Baruch Hu leMoshe. The Rabbeinu Shlomo said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, matuna toive yesh li bebeis genuzai. I've got a matuna toive, a very special present in my storehouse. V'Shabbos Shemo, and it's called Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litna liYisrael. I want to give it over to Klal Yisrael. Leich v'hoidia oisom. Go and tell them. Says Rashi. Rashi explains, what does it mean? Leich v'hoidia oisom. Go and tell them. Roitze ani shetoidiem. I want that you should tell them. You should inform them. Ma matuna chashiva ani mevakesh litin lahem. How precious, how special is this present that I'm going to give them? You know, sometimes people tell you, you know, I've brought home a present for you. It's all wrapped up. And you get all excited. What could it be? Wow, somebody's brought me a present. You start unwrapping it and you see, oh, some silly schmonza that you don't need and you don't want. You were so excited. You were getting a present. And when you unwrapped it, you're disappointed. Waste of time. Don't need it. Don't use it. Got nothing to do with it. Says Rabbi Yisroel to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving to Klal Yisroel the Shabbos, which is a matona toiva. What does it mean, a matona toiva? Says Rashi, tell them, inform them, ma matona chashiva. This is a precious present. This is a very chushiva present. A story told over from the Rebbe Reb Shmelke from Nikolsburg, one of the great tzaddikim who lived about 200 years ago. He was a big bald tzedakah. And he used to give lots of money to tzedakah. And once he was in the middle of learning, and a poor man came in to ask him for donation. He had no money. So his wife's ring, one of his wife's rings, happened to be lying on the table. He saw this ring. His wife was also big tzedakah. She also used to go out of her way to give money. He thought his wife will for sure be happy if he gives this ring away to this poor man. So he said, I'm sorry, I've got no money. You know, take the ring. Took the ring and out he walked. A minute later, Reb Shmelke's Rebbetzin walked into the room and she said to her husband, where's the ring gone? So he said, there was a poor man here and I gave it to him. I'm sure you were happy, would be happy with that. She said, yeah, but did you realize this is a very expensive ring? It's worth 300 rubles, which is a lot of money. Said the Rebbe Shmelke, oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't tell anything to the poor man. He jumped up from his place and he ran outside and he saw the poor man walking down the road. He runs after the poor man and this poor man sees he's running after him. He thought, oh, perhaps he's got charota that he gave me this very expensive ring because he couldn't believe his luck, this poor man. So he starts running. Doesn't want the Rebbe Shmelke to say, I made a mistake, give me back the ring. Rebbe Shmelke starts running after him till eventually he was able to catch up with him and said, don't worry, I'm not coming to take the ring back. I don't want that you should sell this ring for cheap. I didn't realize when I gave it to you how valuable this ring actually is. It's worth a fortune, 300 rubles. Don't sell this ring for cheap. It's worth a lot of money. When it came Shabbos, suddenly Reb Shmelke said, now it has dawned on me the pshat in this Gemara. The Rebbe Yisroel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to give Klal Yisrael a matuna chashiva. I want to give them an important, a precious, valuable present. Leich v'hoidiyam. Go and tell them. Go and inform them. What does it mean, go and inform them? Go and inform Klal Yisrael how valuable, how precious is the matuna of Shabbos. They shouldn't sell it for cheap. They shouldn't give it away for cheap. Sometimes people think, what's Shabbos mean? Shabbos is just a day off. Easy day, don't have to work, don't have to learn, don't have to write, we don't have to come into any lessons, we just take it easy. That's what Shabbos is, a machaya. easy to sleep in a bit. It's true, that is part of Shabbos. But if that's the entire Shabbos, you've sold your Shabbos for cheap. Shabbos isn't merely just noch a shtickle kegel and a little bit of cake and, you know, nice social and sleep in a bit. There's much more is to Shabbos. And we mustn't sell the Shabbos for cheap. So says the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, in the same shtickle then Bereishis, a gewaltig gewalt. V'shomri b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, la'asoy says ha-Shabbos. So the question was, what does it mean, la'asoy says ha-Shabbos? So carries on the Torah, b'nei v'ein b'nei Yisrael oisi li'oilam, ki sheish es yomim, also Hashem es ha-Shamayim v'sa'orez, ev'yoy ma'shvi, shovas v'yinofash. Asar Chaim HaKodesh a gewaltige question. Ki sheishes yomim also Hashem es ha-Shamayim v'sa'orez. It should say, ki b'sheishes, in 6 days Hashem made the world, and then comes Shabbos, the day of rest. It doesn't say that. The Torah says, ki sheishes yomim also Hashem es ha-Shamayim v'sa'orez, which literally translated means, Hashem made the world for 6 days. Hashem made the world for 6 days. We're almost 6,000 years. So what does it mean, Hashem made the world for 6 days? So we know you can have the most expensive, most luxurious car. If you don't put petrol into that car, it's going nowhere. It's not going to move from where it is. A car without petrol will not drive. Tells us the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, he created the world only that the world should be able to exist for 6 days. The world has no koyach to survive more than 6 days. After 6 days, the world is just going to collapse. Toihi vovoihi. What happens? Every 7th day comes Shabbos. And the Shabbos is what gives the koyach into the world to continue for another 6 days. So when we are keeping Shabbos, says the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, a gewaltige yesod. Shabbos is what keeps the world going. Shabbos is what keeps the world running. Without Shabbos, the world cannot have any continuity. The world would just collapse into toihi vavoihi. And with this, says the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, now we understand a famous Chazal, which Chazal say anybody who keeps Shabbos and he says Kiddush, he hears Kiddush Friday night, anybody says Vayechili Friday night, Nase Shittif im HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Maase Bereishis. He is considered as if he is a Shittif, a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam in creating the world. Asach Orach Chaim HaKodesh, most difficult thing to understand. How can a person be a shittif in something which was built, finished, completed before he was even born? The world was created almost 6,000 years ago. How can a yid who keeps today Shabbos be a shittif with something which was done thousands of years ago? The answer is, says the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, with this yesod, because although the world was completed almost 6,000 years ago, but if not for us today keeping the Shabbos, the world would just collapse and the world would come to an end. So therefore, we are the ones, says the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, it is us who we are keeping the world going. And this is Ki Sheishes Yomim, also Hashem es HaShamayim v'Soretz. The Ribbono Shel Olam only made the world that the world should be able to continue for 6 days. Comes the 7th day, we give another 6 days into the world, and another 6 days, and each time, therefore, we, by keeping Shabbos, become a shittif with the Ribbono Shel Olam b'maase bereishis. Writes the Sfas Emes as follows. We know the chet of Adam HaRishon was on Friday. Adam HaRishon was created Friday morning. And Adam HaRishon and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Because of that, came about a klola, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Arira hu adoma bavirecho." the ground is going to be cursed because of you. You're going to have to work hard. Only by the sweat of your brow. Everything's going to be difficult. This was on Friday. Came the next day, Shabbos. Says the Medrash, what does this mean? Says the Medrash, Birches Hashem Hitashe V'lo Yosef Etzev Imo. The Brucha of Rabbein Shloilam Tashe brings Ashiris V'lo Yosef Etzev Imo. There will be no more Etzev, depression, sadness. Says the Sfasemus, you know what's written in this Medrash? That although there's a Kalola of because of the Chet of Udamarishin, the Ariro Hadoma, Beitzuvah and Toichalena Kol Yomecho, Bezeis HaPecho Toichalechem, but somebody who keeps Shabbos properly, Vayavurech Elohim Es Yoyim Ashvi, Shabbos is the Eitzah, how to get out of this Kalola of Ariro Hadoma, of Beitzuvah and Toichalena. This is what the Medrash tells us. Birchas Hashem Hitashe. The bruch of the Shabbos Kodesh, Vayavurech Elohim Es Yoyim Ashvi, that will give a person ashiris v'lo yosef etzev imo. You don't need to worry anymore about the etzev of the klolo be'itzovoin toichaleno kol yemei chayecho. A person no longer needs to worry. When a person keeps Shabbos properly, we say, likra Shabbos lechi v'neilcho kihi makoi habrucha. Shabbos is the makoi habrucha. But this is again only when we utilize the Shabbos properly. So we have to make sure to utilize the Shabbos properly. The Gemara darshans on the Pusik again, Ivayoy Mashvi Shabbos Vainofash, says the Gemara as follows. Neshuma Yisera Nois Nimloy Le'udam B'Shabbos. When it comes Shabbos, we all get a Neshuma Yisera. Elamotsui Shabbos Noitlim Mimeni. But when it comes Motzei Shabbos, it's taken away from us. Shenema, as it's written, Shovas vayinofash, kiven sheshovas vayovdu nefesh. When comes Motzei Shabbos, it's vay, a person, the neshama says, whoa, oh, I've lost the extra neshama. So ask the Baal Shem Tov a gewaltig question. Why do Chazal teach us this yesod? Kiven sheshovas vay of the nefesh. Once Shabbos has gone away, we say, "Oy vay of the nefesh is lofnei Shabbos." Why do we learn this out from a pusik which is written about Friday night? The pusik is speaking about Friday night. Ki sheishes yemei osa Hashem es haShemayim vesoret evyoy mashvi. When it came the seventh day, shovas vayinofash. And on this shovas vayinofash came Shabbos. The boshim rested. There Chazal tell us. Vay of the nefesh. That's speaking about Friday night, not about Motzei Shabbos. Said the Baal Shem Tov, the Torah is telling us, you know, there's a mushal of a person who was given a reward by the king. He can go into the king's oitza, into his storehouse of gold and silver and diamonds, and he's given 5 minutes, 10 minutes to take whatever he wants. And as he walks in through the door, you know, suddenly his mobile rings. Oh, hold on, it's an important call, I better take it. He starts talking the phone. The fellow's a fool. You know, every second he can be gathering diamonds, gold and silver. You take your phone call later on. Why are you speaking the phone now? You're in every second, you hop around. You're foolish. Said the Baal Shem Tov, this is the mushal. He didn't give a mushal about mobile phones, but the same you saw. A person comes into Shabbos. Shabbos is the Mekoi Habrucha. So don't just sleep your way through Shabbos. Utilize the Shabbos, the tefillahs of Shabbos, the smiras of Shabbos. One has to come along and appreciate the greatness of the day. So when Shabbos comes in, so that's on that pusuk. That's where the Torah reminds us, yes, Shabbos is a great special zman, but don't waste the time because it's soon going to be Motzei Shabbos. And when it's Motzei Shabbos, it's Vay of the Nefesh. Neshama says it's gone away and you've missed that opportunity. So when a person has to prepare himself to utilize the Shabbos properly. So, says the Chiddush HaRim, a gavalti gavalt, as follows. So, as we've just explained, Shabbos is the Makoy HaBrucha. Vayivorech Elokim es Yom HaShvi. The weekdays have got a klola, a riru ha'adoma, because of the Chet Odom HaRishon. Now, we know, when Avraham Avinu told Eliezer to go and look for Shidduch, for Yitzchak, Eliezer wanted that his daughter, she should marry Yitzchak. And Avraham Avinu had to explain to him, it's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Because, said Avraham Avinu, B'ni Boruch, my son Yitzchak, he's Boruch. And you come from Canaan. Eliezer might have been a very chushuva fellow, but he was an einikel of Canaan. And Canaan got a klula from Noach, Ure Canaan. Ein Ure Mizdavik Beboruch. It's not a good shidduch. It's not going to work. Ein Ure Mizdavik Beboruch. This is what Avraham Avinu told Eliezer. So ask the Chiddush HaRim. So how does it work? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Ariro Hadoma. And suddenly it comes Hadlukas Neiris, the time of Shabbos, and suddenly we press a switch, we flip a switch, and now it's Makor HaBrucha. Oh, but if there's a klal, Ein Urim Mizdavik Baburich, how's this going to work? How's this Shidduch going to work? You jump from Friday straight into Shabbos Kodesh. How does this work? So Zuk de Chiddush HaRim, a Gavalti Gavalt, we find by Eliezer, it's written, Kiven Sheshiris Eliezer is Avraham Be'emina, Yotza Michlal Ure Lechlal Boruch. Although Eliezer was an einikel of Canaan, but because he served Avraham Avinu with such emina, with such faith, and with such sincerity and such devotion, although he was an einikel of Canaan who was Ure, Yotza Michlal Ure Lechlal Boruch. Kiven Sheshiris is Avraham Be'emina. One of the questions which we are all going to be asked after 120, the Gemara tells us there's a whole list of questions which we're all going to be asked. The very first question, tells us the Gemara, is we will be asked, Nosuso v'nosato be'emino. Did you conduct your business affairs be'emino? In a correct, in an honest fashion. So zuk the Chiddush HaRim as follows. It's true the sheishes yemei hamaaser are urim, and ein urim is davik beboruch. But if we are careful during the weekdays to behave in a correct, in an upright, in an honest fashion, and we are makayim nosuso v'nosato be'emina, through that we can elevate the weekdays. And when we elevate the weekdays, it goes out from being Michlal Bura and it goes Yutza Michlal Bura Lechlal Burech. And then we are able to be Mekabel Shabbos. If we want to be Mekabel Shabbos properly and we want to have the avoid of Shabbos, we have to prepare ourselves during the weekdays. That's why we have, the Torah tells us again and again, Sheshes Yomim Tasem Elocha, Evyoim Ashvi, Shabbos Rashim Lekecha. Every time almost, when the Torah tells us the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, the Torah always prefaces and tells us, yes, keep Shabbos, but first of all, Sheshes Yomim Tasem Elocha. And the question, how does this come in? Why does the Torah have to tell us that first do work in the 6 days, and then you keep Shabbos? What's the connection? There's no connection, L'chayre. The answer is, the Torah is telling us, yes, you want to keep Shabbos properly. The hachuna for Shabbos, the preparation for Shabbos, depends also the way you conduct yourself during the week. You conduct yourself during the week, then you'll be able to keep Shabbos properly. And with this, the Mefoshim explain, Chazal tell us, if only Klal will keep two Shabbosos properly, they would straight away be redeemed. And the Mefoshim asks a question, why two Shabbosos? Why not one Shabbos? If the koyach of Shabbos is so great, so why isn't one Shabbos good enough? And if one Shabbos isn't good enough, what does it help keeping a second Shabbos? So in a number of Mefarshim, answer as follows. Really, it's only one Shabbos. It's the second Shabbos. But in order to get to the Shabbos, it's a process. You know how it goes? I keep Shabbos. When I keep Shabbos properly, Shabbos is mashpia on the Sheshes Yemei Hamasa. That those 6 days of the week are then conducted in the proper way. When I keep those 6 days of Shabbos properly, what happens is, then that enables me to keep the next Shabbos, the second Shabbos properly. You can't keep Shabbos properly with all the in your name if you didn't behave correctly during the week. But you can't behave properly in the week if you didn't have Shabbos beforehand. So it's sort of, it's a circle. It's a galgal achoizer. So what Shabbos is mashpia on the weekdays. The weekdays is mashpia on Shabbos. So it's a build-up to come to the second Shabbos. We have in next week's Parsha, in Parshas B'Shalach, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael about the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh. And there, in Parshas B'Shalach, we find something very interesting. It's written, Vayhi b'yoyim hashishi, it was on Friday, Lokti lechem mishne shnei ha'oyme, every day month fell, and hey, suddenly Friday, there was a double portion. They didn't know what was going on. They all came and they told Moshe, something amazing's happened. Today there's been a double portion. Said Moshe, v'yoyim aleyem, hi asher dibba Hashem shabbuson Shabbos kodesh. And he went and he told them, the halachas of Shabbos, tonight is going to be Shabbos. And he said, Re'i kinusan lachem ha-Shabbos. Look, the Rebbeim has given us the Shabbos. And that's why he gave us today on Friday, lechem ishimoyim. He gave us a double portion for each person. And the Mefarshim asked a question. Why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell Klal Yisrael about the mitzvah of Shabbos first? What happened was, they fell lechem mishnah Friday. Nobody could understand what's going on. They were all puzzled. They came running to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, he asher dib Hashem. This is what the Rebbeinu Shem said, that Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. Why did he first tell them and prepare them? Shteit in a sefer Divrei Yisroel from the Moshe Tzer Rebbe, a gevaldi gevald. And he says, you know, one always has to emphasize the positive in life, not the negative. Now, if Yid not told, you know, it's coming Shabbos, what does Shabbos mean? Shabbos means you can't do any melucha. You can't put the light on. You can't travel in a car. You can't speak on the phone to your friends. You can't go here. You can't go there. You can't cook anything. You can't write anything. People come along and say, oi, that Shabbos supposed to be enjoyable? I feel like I've been imprisoned, chas v'shulam. So what's going on? I don't understand. So zuk the Moshe Rebbe egevaldi gevot. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say a word about Shabbos to the Eden. First, he allowed that they should fall them on. First, they saw there came a double portion of mon. A double portion? They came running. He says, Moshe, yeah, because tomorrow, tonight, you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to bake. So you've already been given now, up front, all that you need for tomorrow. So we tell a person, you know, you can't work on Shabbos. What do you mean I can't work? I've got business to run. I've got bills to pay. Don't worry. You'll have in your bank account every Friday, you'll get double on Friday. The money which you would have made on Shabbos, you'll see it'll be in your bank account on Friday already. Zot Torachaim HaKodesh. This is what the Torah tells us. Sheishes Yomim Tavoid V'yoyim HaShvi Shabbos HaShem Lekech. Again, the question we ask, why every time does the Torah tell us Sheishes Yomim Tavoid Malucha, Sheishes Yomim Tavoid? Next year is coming Shemitah. By Shemitah tells us the Torah. And if you're going to ask, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? We can't work in the fields. We can't grow any crops. How are we going to manage? Tells the Torah. I'm going to give already the bruch in the sixth year. And it's going to make for 3 years. For the sixth, for the seventh, for the eighth. Tells us the Rechayim, the same brucha about the Shemitah, which is the Shabbos of the land, applies to every Shabbos. Sheshes yomim tavod. A yid only has to work for 6 days. And you'll see that in those 6 days, you'll earn as much money as other people who are working for 7 days. That's why the Torah each time, when gives us the mitzvah of Shabbos, always writes, Sheshes yomim tavod melecho. Sheshes yomim tavod. Oh, but I can't work. What's going to be Shabbos? I've got a shop. I've got to pay rates on my shop. I've got to pay taxes. I'm going to keep it closed. I'm going to lose money. No, no, no. Says the Rabbi Shimon, don't worry. You just work for 6 days. And you're going to see that the Rabbi Shimon says, the Racham Kodesh will promise you, you'll be zoicha to this scha, that you'll get the same amount of money that you worked for 6 days as somebody who works for 7 days. And that's why now we understand the same is sod. That's why the Mon had to fall, and they got already in their bank accounts. They already were given up front. And they were told, don't worry, you've already been given what you need. You don't have to work tomorrow. Because Shabbos is the Makoy HaBrucha. So, in this week's Pasha, in Pasha's Boy, we know we have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And the Rabbi Yishon tells Klal Yisrael, Mishchi v'kchi Tzoyin l'mishbechoy seichem. This was on the 10th of Nisan, which, as we know, was that year on a Shabbos, which is why that Shabbos is referred to as Shabbos Hagudol. And Chazal tell us, what does it mean, mishchi? Mishchi yedeichem me avoid azora. That, unfortunately, Yidden Mitzrayim, were, some of them were oivda avoid azora. So Rabbi Yishon says, some is oivda avoid azora, he cannot possibly bring a Korban Pesach. Go away, destroy, get rid of all your Ovda Avodah Zorah, then you can be Makir of the Korban Pesach. I once heard from the Biyan, the Rebbe Shlita, a Gevaldi Gevor, and this is very, very important yisod when it comes to chinuch. Sometimes, Taka, people phone me up, you know, my son, my daughter wants this gadget, that gadget, wants to do this, wants to do that, and I'm not happy with it. So, on the other hand, they're really desperate for it. What is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, just always saying no doesn't always work. It's very negative. Sometimes it does work. But other times you see they really want it. What do you do? The answer is, I can't let you have this, but I'll give you something else instead. If I say no, I've got to replace it with something else. So the Yidnina and Mitzrayim were Oivdei Avoida Zora. It's very difficult to tell somebody who's addicted to Avodah Zorah, who's been doing this for years and years and years, and suddenly saying, hey, we're bringing a Korban Pesach, chuck all Avodah Zorah out the house. What do you mean? This is part of my lifestyle. This is who I am. This is what. So how is it going to work? So Chazal tell us, kol ha-shoyim ha-shabbos kel-chusoy, afila oived Avodah Zorah kadoy enosh moichlim loy, that Shabbos is a kapura for being Oved Avodah Zorah. So there was Shabbos HaGudol. That was the first Shabbos the Yidden kept, was in Mitzrayim. And Hashem comes along and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you've got to tell the Yidden to stop keeping Avodah Zorah, stop serving Avodah Zorah. But we have to give something in its stead. Shabbos Kodesh, the Geshmak of Shabbos, that's the replacement. That takes away all those other bad influences. I once read a letter which a non-from person wrote. He'd been a guest in somebody's house for Shabbos. And, you know, we know, Baruch Hashem, what our Shabbos looks like in our houses, Baruch Hashem. Everybody sits around the Shabbos table together. Such a beautiful family event. And it's such a beautiful occasion. Everybody gets dressed in their best clothes. The house is cleaned. One eats delicious meals. And it's a beautiful atmosphere. And there was, we take this for granted. We don't chap. And a Yid was invited once to a Shabbos. First time he'd been by Shabbos. He came back so uplifted. He said, you know, I've just realized what I am missing in my own life. He said, when was the last time I bothered to get dressed in my best suit? You know, these people that just walk around all day long in jeans and t-shirt. You only get rest on a special occasion, a wedding. He's never. When was he last invited to a wedding? Some special. Don't have special occasions to get dressed for. When was the last time I had a festive meal with my family around the table? Never. It just doesn't happen. You know. They just buy food and they eat on the table while they're busy watching the TV or speaking the phone. There's no such occasion that the whole family sits together, forget about the rest of the world. Everything else has come to a standstill. I'm just here, my family, we're together, we're enjoying ourselves together. There's no such thing. So Shabbos is the replacement. Shabbos is the replacement for all the other outside distractions. When a Yid keeps Shabbos properly, has a Yismachi b'malchischo, Shoimre Shabbos, that gives us the koyach to carry on in the Sheshes Mehamasa. So as we started, Shabbos is what keeps the world running. Shabbos is what gives the energy into the world to continue. And Shabbos is what gives us also the koyach to continue. Our koyach is only through the Shabbos Kodesh. We should all have a freilicha, lechtige Shabbos, Amen.